quite excited.
Yeah, and I presume you've had to work quite hard to...
Yeah.
How have you sort of got selected?
Well, it's really a lot of training, going to different clubs, improving from there.
And how often do you have to train?
It varies. It's usually 4 times a week, and then extra training on the weekends if there is.
So it's quite a commitment.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy about the sport?
How it's different than the usual sports. Not many people play it in this country.
What got you involved to start with?
Probably doing hockey here at Market Harborough, and then it just progressed. I wanted to do more, so I chose to do roller, and then ice.
Absolutely. I mean, how do people involved, you know, your club colleagues and things, what do they think about it? They must be pretty proud of you.
Yeah, because not many. I'm the only person in my age group that's doing it.
And how long will you be in the team for? Will it just be...
It'll be like this season, then next season you'll retry out.
Right. When was the trial that you had to do?
I've had a few of them, and it's been like last year.
Right. I've been just been told recently that you...
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. So when you go to this championships in Italy, who will you be playing against?
Italy, Spain, Czech Republic maybe. Like, mostly European countries.
Yeah. Great, and I know obviously it's quite expensive to get to all your training sessions and things, I suppose the equipment and stuff, so
yeah.
you really have to a bit of support, if possible, from around here.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Mainly sponsors, just to get enough more money to be able to do more stuff like tournaments.
You must be pretty proud, isn't it?
Oh, extremely proud, considering 4.5 years ago, he couldn't even skate to save his life. And now he plays for one of the top teams in the country, and as a goalkeeper he's ranked in the top 5 in the country for his age.
Wow.
I say he's only 13, but he's playing in the under 16s. He trains with 18 year olds, he trains with seniors. We were just hoping that any local companies that would like to sponsor him, just to help out, because
yeah.
It costs, well, this tournament alone is going to cost us £3,000 to get him out there and back.
Right.
We have to buy all his kit for him, all the team costume, all the clothes, so they have on rink, home and away, off rink clothing, pad covers, then there's insurances, game fees after fees after
yes,
fees,
yes.
And just the travelling out there to hotels and
yeah,
just the whole thing. So the tournament alone is £3,000,
wow.
Thereabouts, by the time we're finished.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got, throughout the whole year, all the club fees, the training fees. He goes on training camps, which means being away from home, hotels.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we worked it out. We pay over £400 a year in parking tickets just to park up at venues.
Yeah, it's quite a dedicated...
It just adds up in the end. And it's getting to the point now where it's getting really, really hard to keep up with it all, especially the level that he's getting now and the extra training we have to do. So he trains on average minimum 12 hours a week, and it's all after school.
Yeah,
so that's his life. Well, it's our life.
It's amazing. It's brilliant. I mean,